implications of hydrofracking on a community's health is a topic of study at the University of Pennsylvania. I'm Larry Souter. Dr. Marilyn Howarth is a specialist in occupational and environmental medicine. She works at the Center of Excellence in Environmental Toxicology at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine in Philadelphia.
We are one of 20 environmental health centers across the country that are funded by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. As part of that group, 16 of the centers are working together in a collaborative way to design studies to look at a variety of questions that have been raised in terms of potential health effects for hydraulic fracturing.
At the University of Pennsylvania, they've done several pilot studies to look at various parts of the issue.
One of them was a pilot study in Bradford County, where we talked with a number of people as they were leaving their doctor's office and talked with them about their thoughts and perceptions about what symptoms they are having that may be related to a variety of environmental contributors. And what we found in that study was that people in Bradford County who participated felt that there was a significant contribution from hydraulic fracturing to their the symptoms that they were experiencing.
That study was designed only to determine if people thought there was a link between fracking and their health.
This particular pilot study was not designed to test the cause of symptoms that they were having, but simply to find out what the perspective of and perception of individuals living in the area were regarding their symptoms.
Dr. Howarth says patients did say what symptoms they thought might be caused by fracking in their area.
So the kinds of symptoms that they talked about were increased stress, difficulty sleeping, some gastrointestinal problems, and these were the kinds of things that came up most often.
There are several stages in the fracking process that raise questions on the impact on our health. An obvious one, flaring.
So we know that there are some products of inadequate combustion that come from flaring. The question is whether those products that are leaving the flare are actually having the opportunity to exist at the ground level in significant enough concentrations to affect the health of people. That is not a study that's really been done, to my knowledge, having to do with hydraulic fracturing.
They also want to study any health implications to preparing a site for drilling.
There are lots of diesel-powered engines that are used to bring materials to the site, to prepare the site, to pave the site, and a lot of diesel-powered equipment used in the process of actually drilling the hole.
It's a given that there's some pollution from an enterprise like this. The open question is whether it's enough to affect our health.
We know that there are contaminants and carcinogens and particulates that are very irritating to airways and cause problems for people who already have lung disease, but we don't know if they exist in sufficient quantities and concentrations around these kinds of operations to cause a problem. But we do believe that it is an important question to answer.
Any major construction site has equipment. Dr. Howarth explains why equipment at a drilling site may be more of a health concern.
It's my understanding as an occupational environmental medicine physician that in a standard construction site, there's a more phased kind of operation. So you don't have the volume of materials being brought to the site and then the ongoing traffic because there's an ongoing need of a tremendous number of trucks to bring material.
But once a well is drilled, most of the heavy equipment goes elsewhere to another site.
It certainly can, but you know, each well can be fracked many times. And so even if it does tend to diminish for a period of time, it may actually increase once again.
The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection is still updating regulations for the natural gas industry.
As a scientist, I believe that those regulations should be based on good science, and we should be looking at where the problems really are, because it's entirely possible that some of the things that people are worried about, they really shouldn't be worried about. And it's entirely possible that there are other areas that are fairly hidden, you know, might pose some big problems. So these are the kinds of scientific exploration that I think really needs to be done to drive good regulation.
Dr. Marilyn Howarth specializes in occupational and environmental medicine at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. For WPEL, I'm Larry Souter. Sand and